George Harrison ending off Friday's Meet for Lunch and All Those Years Ago, the current single from his album Somewhere in England. And indeed, that's it for the week. So we hope you had an enjoyable week on the radio. We're back Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, from all the gang here in the Lux House. And from me, Aidan Cooney, have a wonderful weekend. And Skip Cameron will be along at 2 o'clock. Until Sunday at 10, goodbye now.
Bye, Aidan. Thanks for a great program. A Big D Radio. For Friday lunchtime, Aidan Cooney with Meat for Lunch.
Big D on 273.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel.
And from now till 5:30 this afternoon, it's the Skip Cameron Radio Ripper. A Big D Radio. Starting off with this one from Shawadi Wadi. Waddy, 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 waddy. Pretty little angel eyes there from 1978 on the Skip Cameron Radio program. And this afternoon we have listeners' favorites from Heike Brockman. That's an unusual name. She's care of Hunter Grant at 10 Lower Camden Street. That's just across the road from us, so we won't have to mail out the prize to her. And also Mrs. Lily Walsh. And she lives at 38 Bryanfield Grove, Kilbarrack, Dublin 5. She's even put her phone number here. I thank you for that later on. So those are the listeners that have their oldies chosen out. Some new ones amongst them as well. And you'll hear what goes on with those two listeners later on during the show. In the meantime, the latest from Grace Jones on Island Records. It's 3 minutes past 2. So pull up to the bumper. Mike Edgar's Record of the Week all this week on Island Records. Grace Jones, and pull up to the bumper. Yeah. Okay, we got one of Heike Brockman's favorite 25 records. And right after it, we'll be playing you your first chance to hear the mystery voice for the Skip Cameron Radio Ripper for a Friday afternoon. It's a mystery star today. And as has happened a few times before, this is one of those days where the mystery star is actually here in Dublin and listening to Big D this afternoon. So he'll be amused at some of the wrong answers, I'm quite sure. You can hear it after one of Heike Brockman's favorite records.
Man, you want to be hip? Listen to Skip Cameron.
Let me break you down.
Thank you, Heike, for naming that as your number 19 song on your favorite list of 25 records, The Beatles. And the B-side of Penny Lane, in actual fact, from 1967 on Parlophone. It's called Strawberry Fields Forever. Okay, how'd you like to find a phone and fumble the number 783713? That's 783713 for the mystery voice. And here is that star's voice now.
Hello, this is your mystery voice, trying to get into your radio. Or am I trying to get out?
Short and sharp and to the point. If you think you know who that is, ring us on 783-713. Shagan Stevens at 13 minutes past 2. You drive me crazy. Thanks again to Lily Walsh for sending her list of favorite records in. She lives in Kilbarrack. And this is her number 6 song.
Your mama says that through the week you can't go out with me. But when the weekend comes around, she knows where we will be.
That's the title, No Laughing in Heaven. Saw them on Top of the Pops last night. I don't know whether I'm impressed or not, but it's the band called Gillum with Ian Gillum fronting them there. At 21 and a half minutes past 2 o'clock on Big D Radio. With No Laughing in Heaven. This is Big D. 273 meters in the medium wave and 98.5 VHF. Quality FM, independent local radio for the greater Dublin area. And here's a chance to listen to that mystery star one more time.
Hello, this is your mystery voice, trying to get into your radio. Or am I trying to get out?
Well, we don't know what he's trying to do, but he is trying to ask you to ring us on 783-713. You'll win a prize if you correctly identify him. That number again, 783-713. Kelly Marie. And it feels like she's in love. 1979 song, do you remember that one? I'm afraid I remember it only too well. Listen, the Tala Festival 1981 is on this weekend. In fact, it starts today at 8 o'clock tonight. There's the grand final of the talent competition, sponsored by Bass Heineken. And the bar is open till 12:30. That's good news. Friday the 26th. And tomorrow, the 27th, from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m., there's a disco with John E. Stereo. No comment about that at all. But Sunday the 28th from 2 p.m. is a carnival with stalls and ladies' football, and it's a knockout competition as well. And at 9 o'clock at night until 2 a.m., the festival finale, dance music by Stage 2, and a raffle for a Ford Fiesta. All events are held for charity in the Priory grounds in Tala. So enjoy a great day out, either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and bring your children along as well. It's bound to be good family entertainment, which is more than we can say for this record.
Could this be Mr. Simon Templar?
Wow, yeah, they all fell down at the end of that one. Splodginess abounds in the song about Simon Templar. Back to Lily Walsh's list of favorite records. She's from Kilbarrack and she sent us a list of about 25 in. This was her number 10 choice. From Frank Ifield. Going back to 1962, a number one from July.
I remember you. Remember you.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for putting that on your list, Lily. Frank Ifield from Coventry in England. He's a Coventry Australian. You can tell them because they walk around the precinct in Coventry upside down. And it's a 1962 song. Got to number one in July of that year on Columbia Records called I Remember You. And to take us to the commercial break, we've got the Zen Alligators now on Spider Records. Have you had a go at our mystery voice yet? 783-713 is the number if you know who that someone could be. That's Corny Link, number 47 in the Disc Jockey's Handbook, because that's what this record is called.
...is the kind of advertising we cannot buy. And it only comes because we guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Our range is extensive and includes dresses, wardrobes, cane furniture, tables, chairs. And our prices really are unbeatable. If you've never been in to see us, do so now. The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. For your convenience, open 7 days a week.
Was Alvin Stardust in 1973 on Magnet Records. That's when they still had white labels. Wow. Little jealous minds. 11 minutes to 3 o'clock on Big D Radio. Some interesting wrong answers on our Mystery Star competition. The Mystery Voice coming your way in just a moment. Now let's tell you who it's not. It's certainly not Jimmy Young. It's not Roger Moore. It's not Kenny Everett. It's not Mike Murphy. Peter Powell was another very near guess, but not quite right. It's not Hugh Brown, and it's not John Craven. So they all go in the wrong answers box, along with Gay Byrne, Vincent Hanley, Shaking Stevens, Val Dunican, Eric Idle, Joe Lynch, and the two people who said Terry Wogan. See a doctor. It's not Mick Hanley either. It's this person coming up now, and if you think you know who it is, ring us on 783-713.
Hello, this is your mystery voice, trying to get into your radio, or am I trying to get out?
783-713 is the number to ring if you know who that was, and while we're waiting for your call, we'll play you this one from Heike Brockman's Top 25 Records. It's number 25 on her list, a band from Northern Ireland called The Undertones. The latest 45 at 10 to 3 on Big D. Gold, it's gonna happen.
Gotta be hip to listen to Skip on the Big D.
The Undertones. That is gonna happen. Got a couple of requests to deal with now. Ian and Leslie, hi to you from Dez. And hi, Joan. Hi, Joan. John sent that message. And this record for all of you from Patrick Gervais from 79. America. Two people said Jimmy Young on our mystery voice. It's certainly not Jimmy Young. That'll amuse the mystery star who is in Dublin at this moment and listening to the Big D to find out all the amusing wrong answers. If you think you know who it really is, or if you'd like to have a guess at it, ring us on 783-713. And it's not Wolfman Jack either, because he's here in the studio with me. Hi, Wolfman.
Hey, man, you want a boogie? Yeah, hooray.
Wolfman Jack on the Skip Camera radio program on Friday afternoon. Hi, Lily Walsh. Here's another one of your favorite records. Fading away and falling down the hole in the middle of the record. Donny Elbert there. It's number 4 on Lily Walsh's list of favorite oldies and a few new ones in there as well. Hi, hi, how are you? To say hello to everybody who comes in the studio. Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, we all know whose voice that is.
Are you well?
That's Jason Maine, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm fine.
It's
I'm
a gorgeous wonderful. Day outside.
Is it really? Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
here in
on the way
here,
right
of Calcutta.
I happen to hear the mystery voice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very sweet voice, may I say.
A very
sweet voice.
Yeah. What
reminds
are you going to say next?
Spangles or something like
really?
That.
Really? Oh, those sort of sweeties. Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. Now, no more clues. The mystery voice. If you think you know who it really is, 783-713 is the number to ring. Three minutes after three on the Big D. 273 and 98.5 VHF. Quality FM, independent local radio for the greater Dublin area. A little slow one there for you. Odyssey, and if you're looking for a way out, wow. Okay, back to Heike Brockman. That's a very unusual name. Heike Brockman left us in a list of her 25 favorite records. She's working just across the road from here in Hunter Grant. So this record is, let's see, what number is it? 21 on her list. And it comes from Split Ends. The Laser Edge single, History Never Repeats. History never repeats. Okay, but we do repeat our mystery voice. And if you think you know who it is, you two ring us on 783-713. Here's that voice again.
Hello, this is your mystery voice, trying to get into your radio. Or am I trying to get out?
There it was, short and sweet. That's the mystery voice for this afternoon on the Skip Camera Radio Rip-Off on Big D Radio for a Friday. And the all-important number again, 783-713. Ring us while we play you this oldie from Manfred Mann in 1979 called You Angel You. Nouveau and Tokyo. It's 12 after 3 on the Big D. Time to do a little bit of a comedy record for you, I think. Not bad, is it? Yeah. Dave likes that one, don't you, Dave? Yeah, yeah. Great. The thumbs up side there from Dave for that one. Sanford and Saker, a couple of London comedians there, with Stamp on a Scurf today. Right. Some more funny wrong answers, some amusing wrong answers on our mystery voice, our mystery star competition this afternoon. And they are as follows. Two people rang and said, is it Dave Lee Travis? No, indeed it is not. It's not Paul Gambaccini. It's not Russell Harty. And it's not Rory Gallagher. So that goes along with the Peter Powells and the Kenny Everetts and the Roger Moores and the Jimmy Youngs. as wrong answers to our mystery star this afternoon. We'll play it for you again after we've played a record from Lily Walsh's Top 25 records, her favorites. And I notice on her list she's got this one at number 16, Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts, but she knows them better as Terry Dactyl and the Dinosaurs. If you listen closely, you'll find the voice of Jonah Louie on here singing lead vocals. In fact, he wrote it. It was a July 1972 hit on UK Records. White Man Reggae, the title of that one, from Reel to Reel. Let's have some of those wrong answers on our mystery voice, 783713. So far we've had, someone said Chris Wilkinson. It's not Chris Wilkinson. Neither is it Chris Searle. And it's certainly not Tony Allen. No, it's not Tony Allen. It's not Dave Edmonds. And it's not Mike Edgar. So there's a few more wrong answers there for you. If you think you know who it is or you'd like to just have a guess, 783713 is the number. Right now we've got to say hi to Thomas Hart. Yeah, Thomas Hart. Thank you, John. My memory jogger. Thomas rings every day, almost, for the Mystery Star. Hasn't got it quite right yet, but we'll play a record for you, Thomas. Thanks for ringing. And also for Ian and Darren. Hi, Ian, and hi, Darren. That's to you from Les in Maryland. Wow, listening to us all over in Maryland. Must be a freak signal. In Maryland, USA, yeah? No? Okay, all right. Must that speed the program up a bit, yeah? Okay. What he really said was don't slow down. It's 11 minutes to 4 o'clock on Big D Radio. That's KISS. K-I-S-S, and what good I was made for loving you, baby. Let me tell you this, the Liberties Summer Project is happening from Sunday the 28th to mid-August, and it begins at 10 p.m. on Sunday with Mass in St. Francis Street Church, followed by a disco and a fancy dress competition as well at 3:30 p.m. in St. Bridget's School. That's in the, where?
The Coombe.
The Coombe, right, okay. All children are welcome to that for the Liberties Summer Project this year. Taken from his new three-track EP. In other words, a re-release of Hungry Heart from Bruce Springsteen there for you on Big D. This is the Skip Camera Radio Rip-Off for a Friday afternoon. Be listening for our mystery voice again after this and ring us on 783-713. And here's another chance for you to listen to our mystery voice and ring us on 783-713. Here goes the voice again.
Hello, this is your mystery voice. Trying to get into your radio, or am I trying to get out?
That's up to you to decide. And tell us who you think that was. 783-713 is the number. Ring us now. While we play you this one from Siam.
Oh, my ding-a-ling, everybody sing. I want to play with my day. Everybody smile. Oh, my. Slow down. I want to play, everybody, with my ding-a-ling.
Yeah, right. Chuck Berry from 1971 and my jingling. Tony Allen's here with me in the studio.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm extraordinarily well, Skip.
You look good. You look good.
I
tell us.
Collected me money, you know.
Oh, well, that's the reason for the big Cheshire Cat smile.
That's
yeah?
True, yeah.
Now then, who do you think our mystery star is today?
Well, at first I thought it might be Twink. And then I thought, no. And I thought it sounded a bit like Michael O'Leary. And I thought, no, he's off talking to Garrett and all that mob there in incommunicado. So I thought, it has to be the inimitable, and let's face it, who'd want to imitate him, Peter Madison.
Well, now, it's funny you should say that. You do know this is my last program today on
BBC. I do. I understand we've got a shooting party outside ready to...
Yeah,
to
I think they're going to lynch me or kill me with grenades or something. And Peter Madison takes over from me on Monday next.
That's right, yeah.
From 2 till 5 o'clock here in the afternoon.
Where are you going to work anyway? You're not going up to Port Monarch, are you?
Not really. No, certainly
everybody
not.
Everybody else is.
Well, yeah. Can we kindly erase that from the tape of Skip Cameron's last program here? Now, let's run that tape back again and let's edit that out and No, it won't be Portmonnaie. Some dole office somewhere, I think, but not quite sure where. Here's the Motors for you now on the radio rip-off. Yes, friends, it's the last one this Friday afternoon. It's 14 minutes past four. The latest from Lynx at 20 past four. That's called Throw Away the Key. One more record, and then your last chance to listen to the mystery voice for today. And that one more record comes from the Crown Heights Affair. It's this one from early in 1980 on Delight Records. Now we're getting all this in the right order. The next record's going to be for Rita Caffery, saying happy birthday from all the girls of Verlo Limited in Camden Street. So happy birthday to you, Rita. And now, let's tell you the information about the mystery star. A total of 39 phone calls. Only two correct answers. That means 37 wrong answers, and some of them very amusing as well. And we thought we'd be fair and give it to the first person who had the correct answer. So number one is the winner. Number one, ring us back on 783713. That's 783713. After this record. Wow! And they all collapsed in a heap on the floor. Bad Manners with their latest 45. It's called the Can. Caller number one on the end of the line there. Did you like that one? Are you there, caller number one? Hello, yeah. Yeah. Did you hear that record?
Indeed.
Did you like it?
As I say, not their greatest single.
Not their greatest, are you? It's good and amusing. Who are you, by the way?
Peter Greer.
Hi, Peter. Nice to speak to you.
And you.
Thanks a lot.
I believe you're leaving the show.
Well, yeah. This is my last one.
Are you going to give any hints where you're going?
Well, am I allowed to give a hint where I'm going?
No.
Big C? No. No, I'm not allowed to tell you, unfortunately, but do keep listening, because there's a nice guy coming out on Monday.
That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, they keep telling you that, do they? Oh, that's good. Interesting. Okay, Peter, now listen, I'm going to play the mystery voice for you just one more time, so have a listen to it now.
Hello, this is your mystery voice, trying to get into your radio, or am I trying to get out?
Well, what is he trying to do, Peter? Tell us who his name is, for a start off.
Oh, it's Chris Carey, alias Spangles Muldoon.
Chris Carey, alias Spangles Muldoon, is the correct answer. Yeah, I'm not so sure he'd like to be reminded of the Spangles Muldoon days, but you're perfectly right, Peter, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you know, or were you just guessing?
Fair idea.
Yeah, right, okay.
Caroline and all that.
Yeah, and Luxembourg too, and another station, I think, since then. Somewhere a little bit nearer hand.
Somewhere on the coast.
Yeah, have you any requests at all you'd like to put out on the radio this afternoon? Any friends you'd like to say hello to?
Walter, Rita, and Kieran.
Walter, Rita, and Kieran, hi to you from Peter there. Where are you calling us from?
From Mount Street.
Where is that?
Oh, where's Mount Street?
Well, whereabouts in Mount Street?
Oh, we'd better not say.
Ah, you'd rather not say. I see. Mm-hmm. The Secret Service, maybe. Listen, Peter, congratulations again. We're going to send you a ticket for a meal for two, free meal for two at Doc's Eat House on the South Circuit Road. And also, you can follow that with theatre tickets for two at Beavers Theatre in Ballantyre, and see a play there, so
thank
you'll be
you
good.
Much.
And they've got a bar.
And good luck in the future.
Well, thanks very much. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hold on while John just makes sure he's got your name and address right. I'll hand you back to John. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Bye-bye.
What a nice fella. What a nice guy. Sounded like a really nice guy. That's the last Skip Cameron mystery voice winner, and he correctly identified our mystery star as Chris Carey, and Chris was listening in this afternoon. I'm sure he was quite amused at some of the wrong answers. Let's just run down some of these wrong answers again, like Gay Byrne, Vincent Hanley, Shaking Stevens, Val Dunican, Eric Idle. No comment about that. Joe Lynch. Two people thought it was Joe Lynch, and another two people thought it was Terry Wogan. They've gone to the doctor now, and they'll be okay in a few weeks' time. Mick Hanley, no, it wasn't him. It wasn't Jimmy Young either. Good guess. Roger Moore, Kenny Everett, Mike Murphy, Peter Powell, Hugh Brown. Wasn't Hugh Brown. Hugh's listening, actually. Hi, Hugh. How are you? John Craven. No, it wasn't John Craven. Bono, I think that's a guy from U2, is it? Yeah, it's not him. No. Rory Gallagher, Russell Harty, Dave Lee Travis. Three different people said it was DLT, but it's not. Paul Gambaccini, Chris Searle. No, you got the Christian name right. Tony Allen, three people thought it was him. Somebody said Dave Edmonds. Someone else said Chris Wilkinson. And he still has three shaves left. Mike Edgar, Mike Reed, Brian Connolly? That should be Billy Connolly. Yeah. No, Brian Connolly. Never heard of Brian Connolly. Heard of Billy Connolly. Wasn't Keith Marshall either. It wasn't Simon Bates. It wasn't Skip Cameron. Thanks, John, adding that one on the end there. It was, in fact, Chris Carey, alias Spangles Muldoon. And that's the mystery voice for you for today on the Skip Cameron Radio Rip-Off. Back to the music. And breathe a sigh of relief after all that marathon chat there. 1974, the band called Kenny and the song called The Bump. Doing The Bump at 21 minutes to 5 o'clock. Yes, that's right, 4:39 on the Big D. And not only does Peter get that prize of a free meal for two at Doug's Eat House and theatre tickets for Beavis Theatre in Ballantyre, but we also send exactly the same prize to Heike Brockman across there in Hunter Grants. We won't mail it to her. We'll take it across and deliver it right into her hand. But we'll have to mail Lily Walsh's to her because she's at Kilbarrack, I do believe. And it's their favourite records that are being played in the last Skip Cameron radio programme on Big D. Here's a nice one now from 1972 from Dandy Livingston on the old Trojan record label. It's a nice change to see that label again. We're not playing you the label, we're playing you the black bit round the outside. Susan, beware of the devil. There's something about it, if you know what I mean. Right, okay, Jets Nightclub. The rear of Dublin Airport is the place to go for a good night out with good music and a bar extension as well. And a guaranteed taxi service to get you home. So why not come along some Saturday night when Jets goes out live on Big D Radio and join in the fun and excitement at Jets at the rear of Dublin Airport.
When you're near me, I feel so romantic.
And during the Blockheads, hitting us with their rhythm sticks at 11 minutes past five. Everybody wants to get in on the act, and here's John Kenny.
Hello.
Hi, John. How
Hello,
are
goodbye.
You?
Goodbye. Okay. You'll be going in less than 20 minutes, 19 minutes time.
Yeah,
to be exact.
Right, yeah.
So,
what do you want to say about
it? It was nice having you, and goodbye. I don't know what to say, but it's a really emotional moment.
Dry the tears.
Can I cry on your shoulder?
Sure, dry the tears. Yeah. Is that all you wanted to say?
No.
Yeah. Just wipe your nose on my shirt sleeve.
I'm sorry.
Very quickly now, Pat, because the tape's running out.
Well, Skip, may I say, with all the Huey Green-like sincerity I can muster, I'm sorry to see you go. And if you're feeling too depressed about it, I can suggest a really good alternative suicide method.
I see. What's that?
It involves braces and a timber box.
Yeah?
I'll explain the complexities of the whole thing to you as soon as you switch off the microphone.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Running by the world's showband Waterford there. And I ran all the way home. That's it from me, Skip Cameron. Thanks a lot to producer John Kenny, who's produced the last, 7 weeks, is it, John? 7 or 8 weeks, eh? A big more than that, is it? Okay. Well, this is the last one today, John. Thanks a lot for your help and production. Do stand by for Pat Cannan, who follows me at 5:30, and be listening to Peter Madison on Monday between 2 and 5 on the Big D. Thanks a lot for having me on your wireless sets, and I'll see you again somewhere soon. Bye-bye.